Welcome to northeastern France, the Bourgogne-Franche-Comté region. This is Wonder and Reality with part three of the series, Knowing Him. In this next 1 minute, I'm going to try to sum up the whole series. If you only listen to 1 minute, you can listen to this. I want you to just listen to this 1 minute. The whole key to our walk and knowing our Creator, the one true God, and His Son Jesus Christ for this life and for eternity, the whole key in what we view as this massive, what we view as something that's impossible, the whole key is simple. And it's just knowing Him and Him knowing us. Knowing the one true God and Jesus Christ whom He has sent. It's the whole key to everything in our own personal life and in ministry and in fulfilling our calling and in making it to heaven and to being an overcomer, which He wants us to be. All these things that may seem impossible, that may seem so far off, that seem people give up. The whole key is just knowing Him. It's simple. I want to continue on this theme. This is a short message. There's hundreds of things, thousands of things, directions that I can go in this one message. And it's the same thing with us every day. We have thousands of options, tens of thousands. But there's only one option that is the very best. And it's doing those things so we can know Him. Seeking Him with our whole heart. That's probably the main one. And that's common sense. I'm here with our team in this region of France. We were in Paris. Now we're here in Belfort, in near Montbéliard. Belfort, Bavillier, about 300,000 people in this region. Right now, it's at night, there's almost a full moon. The wind's blowing. It's every day is beautiful here. It's truly incredible. There's much that I want to say about France, about the history here, about the current events, but I don't want to focus on those things. The Lord Jesus Christ is what I want to focus on. His glory. The glorious splendor of His majesty. Unspeakable glory. The unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ. And so when we know Him, when we get to know Him, we will get to that. We will get that revelation. We must just continue on with Him. A quick review, and there's some new information I want to give. I want to, please stay with me here. In the previous series I listed about 10 different things we need to do in order to know Him. Seek Him with our whole heart. Persist. The first one, repentance. These are all common sense, but those are important things, and it's all, of course, in the Gospels. But the whole point is that we know Him and He knows us. A relationship. That's what it is. We've heard that many times, but it's really true. And if anything is missing, if you're missing anything, if you're wanting more, if you have a need, you have a want, this is the answer. For me, for everyone. And so practically speaking, today, every day, that's what I would, you and anyone who will listen to this, the answer to all those wants, needs, and desires is to seek Him until we find Him. If we have already found Him, continue seeking Him. Not seek anything else. Not study the Bible. Not go do ministry. Although, yes, we should step out in ministry and do it. But the whole focus, our whole focus, is on, should be on Him and seeking Him all the time. Amen. Quick, I want to just present some epic truths from the Bible that can help us to understand more about Him. The great God, Jehovah. Amen. The three-in-one God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Jehovah. I want to present these quickly because it's just kind of a simple presentation. In future messages, hopefully, I will go deeper into this. But two things. The first one is God Almighty in the Bible is presented. He presents Himself in two main names. One, the first that we see in Genesis, early in Genesis, is Elohim. Elohim. God Almighty, the Creator. The Creator of the universe. Amen. He's connected, the name Elohim is connected to His power, connected to creation, connected to His glory, connected to His greatness. Let me take that back. His power, His creation, His greatness. His works, and I said glory, but I cannot edit this. You know, here in France, I can't edit this. This is an uncut, unedited podcast. The next name He presents is Jehovah, and that's in Genesis. We first see that when He creates man. And so this epic truth, it's just this massive truth I'm trying to present in just a few minutes. That's literally, I just want to present it because I want to get this new information into this message. Something about knowing Him. Something that I think can help anyone who will listen. That Elohim presents God, but we can't have a relationship with Him because He has not presented Himself yet to mankind in that covenant relationship that He has with mankind. That's in the name Jehovah. That's in Him as Jehovah God. When He presents Himself as Jehovah in the creation of man, and then also in many places in the Old Testament, it's all about relationship, His relationship with mankind, His mercy, His love, His goodness. And we see that later when Moses, let me say this, when you, in the Old Testament, when we see the name the Lord God, that's referring to Jehovah. When it's just God, it's Elohim. You know, the angels know Him as Elohim, God, connected to His great, His power, His creation, His greatness, the one and only God Almighty who created the universe. So beyond us, it's just unbelievable. But we can't see Him or touch Him or know Him until He's Jehovah. That's when He has His covenant with mankind. It's simple. It's relationship. That's why I'm presenting this. That it's all about knowing Him and having that relationship. And when, and so He's the great God Jehovah to us. He's the God, He said to Moses, merciful and gracious. Gracious is like this massive, bountiful God who's gracious towards us and giving, and then merciful and gracious, long-suffering, patient, abounding in goodness, abounding in truth. So Jehovah is connected to all of these things, connected to creation, connected to covenant, connected to His mercy and love, and that's when we can know Him. And one other, a couple of other things. You notice in the Old Testament, sometimes we have the wrong view of the Old Testament. We need the Holy Spirit to reveal it to us. In many places, He gives all the commands and the laws, and He says, I am Jehovah. You know, do this, do this, do this, I am Jehovah. Because the only way that we can do the things He wants us to do is to know Him as Jehovah. And for us, it's Jesus Christ. To know Him, to have a relationship with Him. That's the only way we can do all the things He commands us to. So again, it comes back to, if somebody's, this short message, my point is, how can we do all the things that we, that in our relationship with the Almighty God, with Elohim, with Jehovah, how can we do them? To us, they seem so difficult. Maybe to many people, even they seem impossible, and those people give up. We all know people like that. They've given up trying to find God. I heard someone told me once, I've asked Jesus Christ into my heart 50 times and nothing's ever happened. We view this as so impossible and hard and difficult. All these things, how to have a relationship with Him. Okay, and so here's what I'm going to answer. All these questions that I'm about to ask, the answer is knowing Him, having a relationship with Him, just us and Him directly. That's when you find that, if you haven't found that already, when you find that, you'll be able to do all the things I'm about to say. How to have a relationship with Him. How to have personal peace and all the wonderful things that He offers. Faith, hope, love, joy, peace, harmony. All the great, wonderful things He offers. Okay, how do we do that? How do we fulfill our ministry? How do we fulfill our calling? How do we receive a miracle from Him? How do we make it to heaven? How do we be an overcomer so that we can miss the tribulation on the earth and make the rapture? That's how can we pass all the tests that God might put us through? How are we worthy before Him? How do we miss hell, avoid hell, and make it to heaven? How do we do signs, wonders, and miracles? How do we have a ministry that impacts the world? All these things. The answer is simple. Just know Him. Have a relationship with Him. That's it. That's the whole thing. So I'll finish up with this, which is from the previous message. It's so wonderful. Eternal life. Jesus offers us eternal life. He also calls it everlasting life. That's in the New Testament. It's the same Greek words Jesus uses. And it's in the most famous verse maybe in the Bible, John 3:16. Eternal life. He said, "For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Eternal life. Life everlasting. It's in many places in the Gospels. Many places it's... And if you ask people on the earth what they think that is, you'll get many different answers. You'll get all kinds of answers. Even from followers of Jesus Christ, from ministers, preachers, pastors, you'll get all kinds of answers. And you might get long answers. Somebody might write a book about it. Jesus told us exactly what it is. For example, eternal life, we might think it's life that's eternal. It's living forever. Or someone might say, okay, eternal life, that's living forever, life everlasting, a life that lasts forever, it never ends. Okay. Someone else may say, oh, well, that's the life of God, you know, the Zoe kind of supernatural life. Well, Jesus told us exactly what it is. It's in John, the book of John. You can look it up, Google it. Jesus said, this is eternal life. This is eternal life, that they may know You, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom You have sent. Boom. That's eternal life. And I want to add to that, in Luke, Jesus said, in the age to come, eternal life. So the age to come, those who make it into that age to come, which is an age, which is really, it's eternity. It's all about the one thing, knowing Him. Having a relationship with Him. Where we know Him and He knows us. And so when we do, what we find that Elohim, Jehovah, this glorious God Almighty, He takes over. And it's the most glorious thing that could ever happen to us, is that we're overtaken by Him and His glory. We're caught up into His glory and splendor and majesty and beauty. His mercy and love and graciousness and His patient nature, His goodness, His truth, His everything about Him. And that's what we were born to do. That's what we were created to do. And all those things that I listed, the way that we do them is by knowing Him. I'll finish up with this. This should be so encouraging. So wonderful. That it's this simple. That it's so simple. That just for today, our job, our whole job is just to do whatever it takes to know Him and have that relationship. That's our whole job. You know, the disciples even asked Jesus, how can we work the works of God? How can we do the signs and wonders and miracles and healings? Jesus said, this is the work of God, that you believe on Him whom He sent. That you rely on Jesus. That's the whole thing. It's like these things that we view as so hard and impossible, and we could think that we could never do them, and we shouldn't even focus on those things. All we should focus on is that relationship and knowing Him. Amen. To be continued in part 4. This is Jim Harwell with Wonder in Reality in France. Thanks for listening. Blessings.